testify this morning. Something on your heart you need to say for the Lord. God bless you. If you follow the Holy Ghost, if he's a touching you, amen. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes, amen. Yes, yes. Yes.
She reached out. She told me she wanted to sit down and talk sometimes. She wanted to hear about what I believed and why I believed it.
God bless it.
Talk to me about what she believed.
Amen.
Believed
it. Yes.
She's never talked about that kind of thing with me. Even just in talking, she said a few cuss words and she immediately apologized. She's never done that.
Uh-huh.
God bless her.
Yes. Yes. God bless you. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen for working in that. I thank him for it. God bless her, Lord. Use her. Amen. Anybody else? Need to say something, the Lord. God bless. Amen. I think that's all the song we're going to have this morning. I appreciate the good playing and singing. I had another message. And what God's message is what it is. And well, I'll read a couple verses. Just I don't know if I'll even preach it. God help us. Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to read two verses. I just had it on my mind when the people was praying. Miss Linda was singing. Paul wrote this. I don't understand all this, but I know what the book says. Brother Robert Cramp used to say, the book says it. Amen. He said, for verse 20, he said, for our conversation is in heaven. That word conversation, and I didn't look it up this morning because this wasn't the verses I was going to use, but it takes a meaning of citizenship. It takes a meaning of our hearts there, our desires there, our affections there. Conversation really in the Bible is behavior. You know what I mean? If you look at our conversation, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a desire to look for his coming. I'm not saying this. I'm just being honest this morning. I don't look for it every day. Do you? We know and expect the thing that he's a coming. As far as just in our own heart and mind, it's not there every day. But we do have them days, amen, that we know, thank God, that it is this. It could be the day. I don't know when it's coming. Nobody does but the Lord. Amen. There's nobody knows. And a lot, but he said, look for it, expect it, it's coming. He said, when I come, I'll not tarry. He's going to come. I know that's right. And I know we've been preaching that. And even Peter, they said, well, it's been said a long time. The fathers have said he's coming. Where is it? Where is the promise of his coming? The answer to that was, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise. But as long as suffering us were that not any should perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. He said, the Lord ain't slack concerning that promise. The only reason the Lord hadn't come is because the bride's not complete yet.
That's, right.
That's why he hadn't come.
Right.
When it's complete, thank God he will come. He said, I will come again. Yeah. That's what he said. I didn't write the Bible. He give it to us. Amen. But I do read the Bible and I do try to interpret it in the right way. And what Jesus said, he said, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where's heaven? It's up. Amen. I know that Paul, amen, was called up. That's right. He said we should be called up. Amen. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord, and there, so shall we be with the Lord. Amen. I know I'm going up. I know that. I know the body's not going up, but I'm going up. You can't explain all that. I don't really know, Brother Todd. Amen. When I think about that, who's God Jesus is? Amen. Who's the visible God Jesus is? Amen. Who am I going to see? The Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God. That's right. But I do know, thank God, there is a place. Amen. That God said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He's a preparing God. He's already been prepared. Amen. It's already been prepared. Notice verse number 21. Who shall change our vile body? That's amazing right there. Go to 1 Corinthians. He said, for this corruption must put on incorruption. And one day we're going to put on an incorruptible body. Amen. We have a corruptible body now. The body that we bury is a corruptible body. Amen. Why? Because of sin. Because of Adamic sin. You know, I was thinking about this thing, and I know man was made in the image of God, but really after Adam sinned, we was made in the image of him. If you look at it. I was looking at it this morning, Genesis 5. You don't have to turn there unless you want. I'm going to read this. It said, Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image. Called his name Seth. Everything's of God. We're made in the image of him far as the God of heaven. But when Adam was made, he was made in the image of God. When Adam sinned, we're made in his image. We're sinners. He's a sinner. Amen. We got to look at this thing spiritual. If you don't look at it spiritual, then you won't get the truth of the Bible because it's a spiritual book. Everything God does is spiritual. Amen. Even though it looks like, amen, everything. If Jesus healed, really the body is healed, thank God, from sickness sometime. But it's not healed for good, but by the blood of Christ. That's the only way. We have sickness, but we get it again. We have, thank God, we have problems in this flesh. And the reason that we do is because of sin. Amen. What about your sins being forgiven? Are they not forgiven? Yes, they're forgiven. I've been cleansed by the blood. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. You're forgiven this morning by the blood of the Lamb. But you still have problems in the flesh. The flesh isn't just the body. It's the man, it's the inward man. Amen. And the Bible said we come in this thing after Adam. And that's why he said you must be born again to have the spirit life. But he said this, that he shall this vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And so one day we'll have a glorious body. According, notice this, to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And so he's going to do that. He's going to bring all these things into subjection one day. I don't understand everything about heaven. I don't understand everything about the new body. I really don't. I know that Jesus appeared in his resurrected body and entered in where they were. And he showed them his hands. He showed them his feet. Showed them even Thomas is pierced in the side. He even ate with them after the resurrected, in the resurrected body. I don't understand these things as far as what I will be. Amen. I know I'm a spirit creature and you're a spirit creature. This flesh has to go put off. Amen. But we're going to have a body like it unto his. When we shall see him, we shall be made like him, for we shall see him as he is. And I thank God for that, because we're going to see him as he is. He ain't changed, brethren. He's the same. He said the same Jesus, thank God, that left us is coming back in like manner. And he hadn't changed. He don't change. Listen, you can't change him. He'll never be changed. They can't change his word. It's still the same. Amen. You can't change what he set up before the world began. It's already settled. When the word gets settled forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank God, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change. He'll always be the same. He had this thing set up. Amen. He's not relying on me. I'm relying on him. Amen. Thank God, if I rely on him, amen, I'll do what he says, because it's God that worketh in me, both to will and do of his good pleasure. It's not me. It's him that does it. Everything goes to him. There's no boastings in me. There's no boastings in how good I am. It's immature in body of believers. Amen. To make and magnify their self or magnify the what they have. Amen. It's all him. It's him that has it. It's him that does it. Everything by him, through him, for him. And through one day, thank God, I don't know. Amen. Amen. I know heaven's up. I know, thank God, it's been described in the book of Revelation. We've read some things about it. We know this. Amen. It looks like, thank God, there's a city of God, like the Bible said. Amen. And it is, thank God, it's the, we call it, amen, the city. Amen. Abraham said, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. And it is by faith we believe that. Never been there, never seen it. In fact, Paul got to go one time. He was called up under the authority of God, and he said, I've seen things I couldn't come back and tell. I can't tell it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. But brother, I'm telling you, are you listening? Amen. We read about the street of gold. We read about the walls and all these things that God prepared. Amen. Because it's his hand that done it. Amen. But listen, brother, this ain't what it's about. It's about Christ. Everything's about Christ. Amen. I live in that house down there, brother. Listen, but if I didn't, thank God, living with her, that's what it's about. Living with my bride, having relationship. And brother, when we get there one day, that's what it'll be like. Amen. It'll be complete worship. It'll be complete, thank God. Amen. Bowing before him. Amen. They said the wise men came and worshiped him. They fell down before him. Is that not the way people paid homage to a king in the Bible? Amen. The king, thank God, when they came, they bowed down before him and paid that homage to him, or that reverence to him. Amen. The king always sat with his back to the wall. Amen. Wasn't nobody behind him. Amen. Everybody's in front of him, and everybody bowed to him. Amen. And listen, if they didn't bow to him, that just said to them, thank God, the king, they ain't for him. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God, listen. Amen. Haman wanted more. Thank God, Mordecai to bow to him, but he never would bow to him, because Mordecai, thank God, knew who he really was. He was an imposter. Amen. But God took care of that. But I'm telling you, there ain't but one king today. Amen. To bow to, and that's the name of Jesus. It's him, brother. Thank God, I don't bow to man. Amen. Listen. Thank God, when Cornelius bowed down to Peter, amen, Peter said, get up. I'm a man like you are. Amen. I'll tell you, if you ever get to the place in your life, amen, that you see he's the only one we bow to, he's the only one we gonna bow a knee to, thank God, friend, I'm telling you, give him honor and give him praise and give him worship. He's the only one that, my friend, thank God, deserves any worship. Ain't no man deserves worship. Thank God, listen, ain't no church deserves worship. It's the king, amen. Thank God, I believe that. And brother, I'm telling you this, thank God, when we get there, it won't be about us. It'll be about him. It'll be about whom thank God gave himself. Thank God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank God, I'm glad to tell you this morning that it's by him this morning, glory to God. I'm feeling good in my soul. I don't know, thank God, that everything, I can cast myself upon him. Everything about my life, amen. Thank God, it ain't about me. It's about him. It's about Christ. It's about the one that died and rose again, thank God, for lost humanity. Thank God that we might know him and the power of the resurrection, and know, thank God, within us that we can worship him. Thank God, we got freedom to worship him. Thank God, everything's about him. And when we hook up to that, thank God, nothing else really matters. Amen. That's right. Nothing don't really matter. Amen. You know what the church has got caught up in? They've got caught up in all this other stuff. They've got caught up. Listen, a church that's a legalist church, they're judgmental people. You're not telling me today that if you think you have something about better than somebody else, then it don't cause you amongst their company to think you're better than them. That's right. Brother, I can bow my knee today before my God, know that I'm nothing without him. I know I can do nothing without him. I know I can't make it without him.
I don't know, I can't even preach a good word without him. I don't know, thank God I can't even sing without him. I can't do one thing good, Brother Todd. For Paul learned that in Romans 7. He said, in my flesh dwell no good thing. I can't find a good thing in me. Amen. Every time I see the law, I see myself. Amen. Listen, thank God the law couldn't take you out of sin. The law, there's no praise in it. Even though it's just and it's good and it's holy, it never could do nothing for me. It never could. Every time the law's preached, there's a veil over their mind and heart. They could not see him. But salvation, friend, is in him. It's seeing him. Thank God, he that seeth the Son. Amen. It's a revelation, Brother Keith. It's not, my friend. Thank God, going through steps. It's a revelation. It's the understanding God gives one through faith in him that you see who he is. And therefore, by the understanding that he gave us, amen, we know him. He made himself known to him. The woman at the well said, she said, when the Messiah come, he'll tell me all things. And he said, I am him. Amen. And God should have never known him, Brother Todd, if he never had said, I am him. That speaks to you. I am the Messiah. Amen. Thank God, brother. He showed me who he was. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you this. It's a divine revelation. It's a known revelation. Amen. Listen. I'd have never met you had you never, thank God, ever appeared. Amen. That's right. It is I said. Thank God, I'm Jesus. Amen. She left her water pot. She left her religion. She left her life she was living and went into a town and said, come see a man. That told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Thank God. Amen. I like that verse over there. Amen. In John. Thank God here. Amen. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. Amen. Mary said, amen, Lord. Thank God. Martha said, oh yeah, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. Thank God. And he said, amen. Thank God. That's good for me not to be there when he died. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Amen. That's in there. Amen. But when he got there, thank God, he said, your brother will rise again. You better grab a hold of that this morning. Your brother will rise again. And she said, I know he will, Lord, at the resurrection of the last day. And the next verse, son hit her right in the face. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection. I ain't having to wait till the last day. I am the resurrection in life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he yet shall live. Thank God. But I'm telling you, Brother King, amen, he is the resurrection. He resurrected you out of death. He brought you to life. Amen. He ain't leaving you now. Thank God, he said, you, friend. And that's what he does. Thank God he said, amen, I'm the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Thank God I'm a living this morning. Amen, life came into me. I could not get away from it. Thank God, didn't want to get away from it. Amen, it came on purpose. Thank God, it gave me life. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, that's real. Amen, listen. He made that man over there out of dust. Who's God? Who he wants to be. Amen. He's God. He's the Trinity. Amen. He's the Godhead. Amen. Listen. Thank God he's all the energy. Amen. He's all the substance. He's everything. Amen. In one word, he said, let there be light. And there came light. Amen. What about that? Amen. You ain't never seen him neither. Amen. You ain't never laid eyes on him. Somebody said, how you know there's a God? I said, because he lives in me. Amen. Because what he said true. Because what he said happened. Amen. Listen. He ain't never missed a beat. He ain't never got behind. Amen. He's always done everything on time and right. Amen. Brother, I'm here for a little while. My years is fading past. Thank God, my grass is getting brown. Amen. It's going to be cut down. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, I'm living forever. Amen. I ain't just living temporal. I'm a living forever. Thank God, I ain't leaving. I know they said it's time. But when I leave, it'll be fine. Thank God, I know where I'm headed. And I got eternal life in me. And it ain't going to die, friend. It's going to live. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He took that man made dust. Took dust. Dirt of the ground. formed him out. Boy, I tell you, the more I grow, Brother Todd, the more I see this body is fearfully and wonderfully made. He give us two eyes to see with, a nose to smell with, and breathe with. Thank God, a mouth to speak with. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Think about all the senses. Think how's your body function. Amen. Brother, and I'm telling you, any man believes in evolution, he's crazy. I ain't going to get no rougher than that on him because he's blind. Amen. He cannot see. And I tell you what, brother, listen. Thank God, I know there's a God. Amen. Why, you know it. Thank God for him because of the Holy Ghost. Because of the eternal word. Thank God because of the creation of God. Amen. Behold, look at all the creation of God. It's clearly seen that he spake and it was done. Look at the mountains that were formed from everlasting to everlasting. Everything about what the creation is. But brother, not take that little old girl you picked up. Amen. I say, listen, this is of God. How can anybody, friend, listen? Thank God, but God himself put a seed of a man into the womb of a woman, and thank God 9 months later come out something as precious as this. Amen. But got a soul within her, got a personality within her, everything about her is just the way God wanted. That's a blessing, ain't it? Brother, listen, he's in control of all things. He knows what to do, Brother Keith. Thank God he's a God of heaven. But brother, listen, he breathed in the man the nostrils and his nostrils, and he became a living soul. And brother, how did God put that together, Brother Tom? That's amazing to me. I told that phone myself, and I said, I can't be like this. And God said, you are. Amen. Why? Because I made you that way. He made me the way I am. He knew my eyes wasn't going to be good. He made it that way. He knew, thank God, about me. He knew everything he was getting when he got me. But he still came and got me. Amen. That's a blessing. Thank God he knew everything about me, and he still loves me the way I am. Hey, God, I'm telling you, I couldn't even love myself. Amen, but he loved me beyond measure. Thank God, because that's who he is this morning. Amen. Thank God. I'm going to tell you this, and don't let it surprise you. God ain't loving you because of what you do for him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What's his commandments? Love him and love the neighbor and love your brother. You don't get any more, it ain't no more. Every one of them falls under it. Every commandment falls under loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Every bit of it falls. You can come out with all these commandments. Boy, I used to preach a bunch of them. If I'd have had better sense and the Holy Ghost, I told the Lord this morning, I said, unto God, here I'm 62 years old, I'm starting to learn to live a little bit in this spiritual realm. Amen, because it's all about love. Love work, faith work about love. Everything, the foundation of God in your life is because he loves you. Right. Amen, why does he love you? Because he loves his son. Right. Amen, he loves his son because you, he loves you as much as he does his son.
That's right.
Amen, that's why we don't have no fear of judgment. Amen. You don't have no fear of something if you go in to answer for what, before one that loves you. Amen, say, well, mama loves me. Amen. I might do bad if mama loves me. Amen. Isn't that right when you're a child? Amen. Or growing up or whoever, thank God in your life. Amen. You knew they loved you. It wasn't as hard to go into them and talk to them. Because love, thank God, conquers that thing, friend. And the love of God, it passes knowledge. It's beyond knowledge. How can I figure this out? What worked in me to love that woman over there? Amen. I told my wife this the other day. I mean, listen. You know what, Brother Todd? Listen. How old are you? 14? 13 is going to be 14 next month, right? Here's the thing. It's just truth. It's the truth in everybody. When you was a little boy, it's a precious little boy. You know what I'm saying? Then you start to grow up and you're still precious. Especially to mama. Okay? You always be precious, mama. But one day, the little boy becomes about 16 or 17. And some girl comes by and swipes him off his feet. And by golly, you not the same boy. He's become another man. And you say, you know, I wonder what happened to him. You don't have to think twice, do you? He met somebody that changed him. I mean, he just bow head and heels in love. I mean, he don't want nothing but to be around her. That's right. He just become another man. Amen. You say, I don't know why, Trevor. He ain't talking to me like he used to. I don't know why, Trevor. Amen. Just he don't want to be around us like he used to. No, he's wanting to be around that girl he's in love with. Isn't that right? That's just the way the life is. Amen, son. There's a lot of things changing in this life. You just become another man. Amen. But I'll tell you, thank God. Brother, listen, amen, when I met him, amen, listen, thank God I become another man, amen, I wasn't the same, they said, what in the world happened to him, amen, buddy, here's somebody I met, amen, and his name's Jesus, amen, I'm Dave, if I ever meet him, thank God he comes in, listen, thank God becomes your Lord and Savior, amen, you won't be the same, thank God your relationship's got in with him, amen, people say, where is he, thank God he done it with the people of God and a semi believers. Amen. Everybody's met him. Thank God loves him. And they meet because of him. I'm telling you, he'll change your friend. He'll change your life. Amen. Thank God. I didn't get religion. I got salvation. Amen. Religion ain't nothing but a bunch of man's commandments. Some of them wouldn't even have Jesus in their church. I say, he ain't clean as we are. He ate with sinners yesterday. In fact, he touched a leper. And you know that's against the law. And he put corn, he had his men pluck corn to eat on the Sabbath. And he healed a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. And he actually let a woman that was a harlot lay at his feet and cry and weep over him and take her hairs of her head and wipe his feet. And he didn't ever rebuke her a time. We ain't having him. You better get where I'm going with this. We've made so many rules and regulations and all this in our lives and in the church. And ain't nothing wrong with rules as long as they're your rules that God give you. But all it is, it's made a hard heart instead of a soft heart. It's made a proud heart instead of a humble heart. I can read arrogance from a mile off because I used to have some. And what builds arrogance is what you do externally. And I'm not no better in the clothes I got on, the car I drive, or nothing than anybody. In fact, the word God said, I hate a proud look. That means I look at myself better than them other people. If you got a problem with that, then you need repentance like I had to have. Do you struggle with any of that? Yeah, because I was brought up in it, so to speak, you know, in the days gone by. But I'm just telling you this. Are you hearing me? The people that Jesus uses is humble people. He don't use proud people. He resisted the proud. That's right. And he says, what's he going to do? Well, he ain't never satisfied with the body we're in because we flesh. And listen, Paul said the only victory I have in this flesh is Christ. Listen to me. Now, I don't know whether you agree with this or not. It don't matter. The way you overcome the struggle of the flesh is see your position. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you don't, you'll cast your own self in hell. Oh, looky here, I can't do that, man. Look at what I thought today. Look how I talked today. Look at them things I thought on today. And all of a sudden, you're about to throw yourself in hell. And I tell God I ought to be there, but I can't go. Because of who I'm in. That's where the victory's at. Hey, it's the victory's in that. Amen. I had a, thank God I said, listen. Thank God, me and my wife the other night, amen. Hey, I had some things that really affect my mind and actions. And I knew that it was against the will of the Spirit. And it bothered me. And I asked God to forgive me. I laid down in the bed and the first thing I said was, let's pray. And I just prayed like I do in the name of Jesus. And when I said, Lord, I'm coming to you in Jesus' name. He said, I'll hear you. How's he going to hear me any otherwise but silent in the name of Jesus Christ? I ain't better than nobody. It's not, listen, listen. I'd rather walk in the Spirit all the time. I'd rather never have trouble with this thing. I'd rather never have thoughts that come in my mind. I would never have that. But he said it was a vile body. It's a vile body. That means, amen, listen, I'm for, thank God, amen, thank God looking at your outward body. I mean, I guess everybody in here looked in the mirror sometime today. This morning before you come. Most people look in the mirror. Did you look in the mirror today? I don't believe you did you? You know why? You free from it. If you can get free from it, that's a blessing, ain't it? I wonder what they'll think about this. And look in the mirror, make sure it ain't scabby. But if I'm free from it, it don't matter what you think about it. Ain't that right? Can you get free from it? Yeah. When you get free from it. But everybody looked in the mirror probably. Listen, the outward man perish. Bodily exercise profit a little. I told a fellow that the other day. He said, I ain't been running the way I should. I said, well, it profit a little anyway. But it's good for you for health-wise. But listen, the body outside, we prepare it more than we do the inside. Think about that. Amen. That's why we got two mirrors in our bathroom. Both of us have one. Amen. That's right. She can look in there and fix her hair, you know. I like her to look nice for me. I like that. Amen. I don't know what in the world I'd take. Somebody called. I said I was going to the barbershop, and my good friend said, well, see if things help your face while you're in there. I said, I'm 62. I think I'm past that. I said, but I told him this. I said, but if he can help mine, I'm surely going to get you down here to help yours. Amen. But listen, it ain't about the outward man. Even though the outward man means something, it's not the vile body. It's a vile body. It's perishing body. It's a corruptible body. Everything about the body, it's going back to the tomb. Brother, it's going back to dust. Amen. That's right. Listen, this is my body. Amen. This is my God-given body. It's God-given eyes, God-given hands. Everything about it is God-given. But can I tell you this? What's in me is what's going. Amen. What's in me, thank God, what he saved. He saved my soul. He saved my quickened my spirit. One day he'll, thank God, give me a new body. Amen. Thank God, not an earthly body, but a heavenly body. Hey, like it unto his body. And brethren, what a day that'll be. Amen. I could not imagine living without sin. I couldn't even imagine without temptation. What glory would God get if you never was tempted and overcame it? There's always an opposite. Thank God for overcoming, but there would be no overcoming if there wasn't no temptation. There'd be no victory if there wasn't no battle. You see what I'm saying to me? I told Brother Keith, I said there'd never been revival in Nineveh if Jonah hadn't run. The way God set it up, I mean, Jonah, well, if Jonah had went, they would have had it. But you know what I'm saying? God had to allow that. There would never have been a sign in the New Testament that Jesus gave, except Jonah had been in the whale's belly. When was that set up? A long time before Jonah come around. But listen, you ever thought about this? I'm going to show you how sovereign God is, okay? I'm through here. I've got about 5 minutes. I'm going to let you out. This is how sovereign God is. God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. He got on the boat. He got down in his quarters sleeping. I'm taking it easy. I ain't going to go to Nineveh and a bunch of Gentile heathens. I hate them. Really, I don't like them. I don't want to be around them. I know what God will do if I get down there. He's going to help them. That's what he needs. He says, God's going to give them mercy if I go. So God shakes the boat with a storm. He prepared the storm to shake the boat. And all of a sudden he comes up and these mariners are about to perish. And all the time, Brother Todd, God had unmade a fish for that man that was sleeping. And he had to stay in him 3 days and three nights. Listen, he didn't want to go. Nobody ever prayed for Nineveh. Nobody, far as we have in Scripture, Brother Todd, nobody had ever said a prayer for Nineveh. Nobody. They didn't know the right hand from the left. It was a great city. It was a populated city. And they lived in idolatry. There's a bunch of heathens. Now, don't get this wrong. Let me explain this out. Everybody's saying pray for America. Jesus prayed for the believer. He said, I pray for, John 17, I don't pray for the world, I pray for the believer. The believer is used by God in his power to draw sinners to repentance through preached word and through the testimony of his people. This crowd of people here, God's going to use to bring sinners to repentance. But listen, nobody prayed for Nineveh. How do you pray for America? But I can pray for Trevor because I know him. And I can get down on my knees and say, God bless Trevor. Oh, God, help him, bless him, hedge him, be with him. God, give him strength to do what he's got to do. I can pray for you. I know you. I mean, a lot of stuff's religious talk, folks. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a good verse, but that was prayer for the land. We're not the land. We're the people. People were in the land, but it's the Israel land. We ain't a land. We ain't under a land covenant. Like Israel. We're under a church covenant. You see what I'm saying? So nobody prayed for Nineveh, as far as we know. I'm not saying if God touched your heart, pray for the country. Pray for the leaders anyway. It says to do that. Listen to this. He gave revival to a nobody. Nobody had prayed for Nineveh. Number two, it was a preacher that didn't want to go. God sent revival to a land through a preacher that didn't even want to go and still didn't like them. What's that saying, preacher? God's sovereign and he'll do what he wants to do with who he wants to do it. And people neglect that today and they'll say, you got to do this and God do that and God do this and God do that. But I'm just telling you that if God chooses to do something through who he chooses, he's going to do it. He done it. He does it, brother. And that's the fact. And listen, thank God he gave revival. All them people repented in sackcloth and ashes. He went and sat in a juniper tree. I mean, thank God a gourd. Amen. Listen, he still was upset. He still was upset. Amen. Because God showed mercy on a bunch of heathens. And aren't you glad he did? Because it had not been him having mercy on whom he had mercy in me in my life, I never would have got mercy. Amen. I got judgment. Got judgment. So he's going to change us. I'm glad. Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm so thankful one day I'll be reunited with the people that's gone on before me. I'm really thankful. I can go through this church body and look through pews and say, hey, I'll see him again. Of all the stories Brother Bobby Parker told, they're all here. But I'll tell you what, I'd listen to him again if I could just talk to him. I'd listen to him again, Brother Key. One day, we're going to have a reunited time. That's right. My brother Robert Cranfield, Brother Randy, some of these brothers and sisters is gone. I've actually just got down to myself in my own heart and thought in my own mind that if I could just talk to them again, if I could just hear from them again, if Robert Cranfield could just walk through that door one more time with that old coat I got on up, he wore, I got in my office up there, and look at me and say, I love you, pal. If I could just hear it. If I could just hear my grandpa one more time say Joey. If I could just hear him one more time. If I could just see my old buddy one more time. A lot of good memories. But one day it's reality. Be reality. I still believe my mother-in-law got saved. I really believe she did. I preached to her. I talked to her. I never asked her about it, about any kind of decision. She called me to her house. And the last time I saw her, she said, Joel, what else can I do? And I said, Mama, it's all in Jesus. That's what I said. And as I walked out that door at that Lutheran home up there, she said, Joel, the Lord Jesus Christ, with tears in her eyes and a confidence in her heart, And I said, yes, Mama, yes. Last words I ever spoke to her. Last words. I got confidence in my heart that she was confessing what the Holy Spirit revealed to her through what I told her. Everybody in here could stand up today. I didn't know Miss Leah that good. Buddy, I tell you, when I got to that hospital that day and she was laying on that bed, I was the first one there. Just put her in the ICU. I said, preacher, she was in another world. I see my mama. I see my daddy. So beautiful up there. Here, a young preacher just stood by the bed, didn't know even what to say. And wasn't shortly after that, she left us out. She left out. Brother, this is reality. I'm glad, thank God, in this life is not all we have hope in. We have eternal hope and an eternal home, Brother Danny, that we will see them again. I bless the Lord for that. Thank God for heaven. Amen. Well, thank you for hearing me this morning. God bless you for coming. Remember service tonight. Let's stand. Brother Key, pray for us. God, thank you. Yeah, Lord.